This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Let's say you go to the grocery store to buy some salmon. It can be confusing to figure out the sustainable way to eat. The Western drought has threatened young fish. Prices go up and down. We sent Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to a tributary of the Columbia River to explain the laws of supply and demand in fish.
Heading down this bumpy little road into a gorge on the Klickitat River in Washington to a Yakima native fishing site. And I'm seeing a bunch of men in a beat-up blue pickup truck throwing salmon into an ice bucket.
Maybe 200 fish maybe in there. The cohos, the silvers, which are a little smaller than a chinook, so when they really get moving, we could fill, you know, four or five of these.
Ira Yallop's family has been fishing the spring and fall salmon runs here for generations. It's a traditional method. The men stand on rickety scaffolds built over the falls and use dip nets. It's like a butterfly net, only 25 feet long and steel reinforced, to pull the salmon out of the water.
You're just pulling it out of the net, about a 15-pounder.
That's no fish story. One of the fishermen just picked a supersized king salmon out of the falls. It'll command a premium price in Seattle or Portland, upwards of $20 a pound. I asked Yallop, how's the fishing?
This is the most fish I've ever seen. This year, with the significant amount of fish that have returned, the price has dropped, you know, because there's an overabundance of fish.
Let's bring in a fish biologist to explain this overabundance. Stuart Ellis is with the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission.
This year is going to be a little over 2 million fish in total. So it's a modern day record.
It's the most salmon coming back to the Columbia River system since they built the big dams in the 1920s. Alaska's had good runs too. So salmon doing great in the Pacific Northwest, but several hundred miles south in California, a totally different story.
After this year's drought, millions of salmon would be migrating down the Sacramento River right now. But instead, the salmon are headed toward the ocean in a convoy of tanker trucks. As KCRA3's David Bean...
In California, baby salmon were baking and dying earlier this year. Stuart Ellis can give the fish science for this disconnect. Favorable ocean conditions over the past few years helped salmon that are now coming back to spawn. Disastrous river conditions may kill off a bunch of the fish we would be catching and eating in 2017. The long-term problems affect the whole region. Drought, habitat loss, irrigation, climate change.
The abundance of salmon that we have, it's a sort of a conundrum to consumers because they also hear stories about ESA-listed runs of fish.
Endangered species.
Exactly. It can make it quite confusing.
I think it's very complicated.
That's Northwestern marketing professor Kelly Goldsmith.
Regardless of a consumer's socioeconomic status or ability to buy, we're all concerned global warming could be an issue. We're all aware of these longer-term problems.
Goldsmith thinks it's hard for even the well-informed foodie to sort through the news, the science, the environmental labeling by groups like Seafood Watch that certify certain fish as sustainable.
Consumers kind of develop this conditioned response where if I eat salmon, I'm doing something bad, right? The salmon is delicious, but another element of my consumption experience is I feel bad for doing it because I know there's only so many left in the river. It becomes nearly impossible to know how to do the right thing.
Guilt, fear of extinction, maybe because of my plank-grilled salmon, not a recipe for consumers to feel good about a product, and yet they haven't abandoned wild salmon so far, and prices keep going up, which consumers continue to pay. Maybe to assuage the guilt? Sarah Stebbins stepped into an upscale market in Portland recently to buy salmon burgers at $10 a pound.
You want four wraps separately or two and two?
I'm going to grill them. They're great on the grill.
And how much does the price matter?
Quite frankly, it doesn't, because you get what you pay for. And I really believe that we have to be responsible eaters.
Back in the Klickitat Gorge, fisherman Ira Yallop's hoping for more consumers like that. If salmon prices keep going up at the grocery store, he might get a bit more for his bumper catch on the river. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.